A growing body of research shows that learning outside boosts the mental, physical, and social health of students. In Morgantown, one outdoor education program has embraced learning in nature and integrated it into the curriculum at a local elementary school. As part of our occasional series on outdoor education, reporter Brittany Patterson visited Mountain Soul and has this report.
It's Thursday at Morgantown Learning Academy, a private pre-K through 8th grade school in Monongalia County. Thursdays are Mountain Stewardship and Outdoor Leadership, or Mountain Soul Days.
All right. Are we ready to do some water stuff today?
Yes.
All right, follow me.
Mountain Soul co-founder and teacher Hannah Spencer leads 17 fourth and fifth grade students away from their brick and mortar classroom, over a grassy hill, across a wooden plank bridge, and into a forested clearing. The students sit at two picnic benches in this outdoor classroom. Each takes a paper packet titled The Case of the Curious Creek Conundrum.
All right, everybody look at your first page on your new packet.
The students grab markers and the lesson begins. Last week, they learned about pH, or how acidic or basic a substance is. Today, they're learning about other characteristics that affect water quality, like how water temperature affects fish species.
What can cool down a stream? Gia?
If it's subterranean.
Okay, that's a good answer. What else?
Next, the students get their hands dirty. They scramble down the muddy stream bank and into Lemon Creek. Small plastic probes, about the size of a TV remote, are inserted into the reddish-brown water.
Conductivity is 1175.
1170, when you keep still.
This isn't a special field trip. Every week, teachers from Mountain Soul take every student at Morgantown Learning Academy out of their classrooms and into the woods. Two streams crisscross the academy's 12-acre campus. Lemon Creek originates from a nearby abandoned coal mine. It runs orange with acid mine drainage, like thousands of miles of streams across Appalachia. It's a prime teaching tool, says Mountain Soul teacher Hannah Spencer.
I think there's a difference in opening up a science textbook and learning about water quality and looking at maps of a watershed when you can go outside and be in your own watershed. And I think it really brings it down to the level of, hey, I have an impact here, and you know, this is part of my responsibility and I need to take care of it.
The students are encouraged to take the lead outside, especially when Mother Nature gives them surprises. In this case, of the hopping variety.
Oh, a toad!
No battery?
Toady. But I'm like this.
Allowing kids plenty of unstructured time to explore the natural world around them is part of the ethos of Mountain Soul.
Every day is like its own separate adventure. You rarely get anything that's the same. There's like no review.
Eighth grader Braden Hill has been able to participate with Mountain Soul programs for several years.
It's just having fun and enjoying yourself, but still getting the knowledge and information that you need to know to progress on in life.
My favorite thing to say is that you can't protect anything until you love it.
Jen Oshabaisi directs the program. She says she wanted to create a place where kids and adults could find joy in learning and caring for themselves and others in nature. The mountains of West Virginia, where she raised a young baby, were an ideal place to create that space.
Mountain Soul is all about learning from a place of fun and adventure, and connecting new experiences and learning, coming from a place of passion.
Mountain Soul reaches between 200 and 300 kids each year between its partnership at Morgantown Learning Academy and after-school programs open to anyone between 2nd and 12th grade. During after-school programs, students learn outdoor skills like setting up hammocks and building fires. In-school classes are shaped around the state-mandated learning standards.
All of these things that they would be learning just before from opening a book, now they come from this place of passion and this place of responsibility. It's driven by them and they want to figure it out. And it's a whole different experience.
It's not without its challenges, says Eve Ammons Ward, administrative director of MLA.
We bring a lot of mud inside.
But she says the changes in student behavior are immediate.
Anytime we're outside, our kids are really engaged with the environment. So they're really into finding out what's in the creek and what we can do with what's in the creek and how can we make the creek better.
And when they come inside,
kids are more focused. They're ready to work. They're ready to be engaged with their inside part of their education as well.
This is Mountain Soul's fifth year offering outdoor learning programs. The Outdoor Learning Organization and MLA are expanding their partnership this year to also offer a forest-based pre-kindergarten program. On a recent weekday, a group of fearless four-year-olds pulls on their boots and heads out to the garden.
Over there in the butterfly garden, we found some monarch caterpillars. And they are munching on the milkweed. Do you guys want to see them?
Yes!
Jen Oshabaisi says she hopes by learning in nature, rain or shine, the students are gaining much more than just knowledge, but learning how to thrive. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown.